Michigan's Upper Peninsula is my home and Escanaba is my hometown. I'm Craig Warple. Hometown Escanaba connects with the people, activities, and newsmakers of Escanaba and the UP. Join us for more interviews at hometownescanaba.com. Now, let's find out what's going on. Joining us this morning is Delta County Commissioner Bob Peterson and Delta County Parks, I guess, is it manager? Steve Wurry. Thank you guys so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
So, Steve, you gave an update yesterday on the transition from the Conservation District to, your operation, your administration, because the county is taking it over. So what was the point of your message yesterday?
Well, the point of my message was a project that we're actually introducing for this summer. We've got a lot of things that are going to be really good moving forward for the parks, but I don't want to disclose them all at one time. The one that we talked about yesterday at the meeting was a day use area, basically, with a pavilion, a parking lot, a vault toilet, and then hopefully next year through some grant funding, we want to put in a real nice playground so it will give good outdoor recreation for family, not just for the campers, but like we have at Pioneer, they can actually come to Fuller and do the same thing.
Will it be in that area that was kind of controversial just a little while ago with the state funds where you put in campsites along the river there?
No. Actually, it was kind of a surprise what actually happened there, because the 13 years I've been managing the park, I knew nothing about the 9 acres purchased or help purchased by the trust fund. The county board definitely didn't remember any of it, and the trust fund didn't allude to it. So it was kind of a surprise how it all came about, but we are here to work for all of the public. And
where are you going to put in this facility then, the pavilion and the playground?
The playground actually will not be in the original area, but actually in between the two camping campground sites.
So where the wooded area is now.
Correct.
Okay. And there's a trail between the two sites.
That's correct. It's not going to be right along the lake. Again, which is a good thing because you don't have the sand blowing up and stuff. But it's going to be a good place where if somebody wants a family reunion, if they want a birthday party, we're going to run power and electric to it and a little kitchenette off to the one side. So it's going to be a great establishment for all the public to be able to use.
Still going
to
allow a little tree buffer between the two camping areas? Or
we're going to be as careful.
Because Pioneer is wide open, you know.
Yes, that's correct. Our master plan is the fact is not to take down any more trees than we have to. And actually, when you come to the parking lot area, there may be a small area of woods that you can actually walk through. We want to keep it as natural as possible. But yet, when you build a pavilion, a playground, and we want to try to develop it as handicap accessible as we possibly can. And so we're going to have to actually remove some vegetation and a few trees.
Instead of just trying your first year to get your feet under you, you're going right away to a major project like this. Where's the funding going to come from?
The funding actually is in-house at this time. As I spoke last night, with the COVID era, we weren't able to do a lot of bigger projects. We try to do something big or nice every year in one or both of the parks. So we had some carryover money probably over the last 3 years. And then we had this ARPA money or this COVID money, so we got a portion of that. So there will be no grant for this phase of the project, but we do have money in-house for it, and we're targeting about $75,000 to make it all happen.
Very good.
It's coming completely out of park funds, mm-hmm. Nothing coming out of the general fund of the county or anything. So the park has made enough money to support this.
Yeah. You said, Steve, you're pretty excited about your new opportunity here, even though you've been connected with the parks for many years, that this is kind of a new direction for you.
Well, I've always the kind of guy that I'm going to be a team player. I'm going to try to move the county forward, pull the cart in the same direction. I feel that as park manager now and as a department head, I have a lot more to offer, a lot more to say, and we definitely want to get an advisory board on board to develop a 5-year park plan. And so that there's 5 commissioners, so somebody from each of their districts could serve on that board, a couple county commissioners. I want the public to have input in their county parks. I can come up with thoughts and ideas. I can implement the projects, and I will get it done. But I want the public to have ownership in their parks.
You have four. People don't realize that all
That's
the time.
Correct.
Of course, you got Fuller and Pioneer, which are the big ones. You've got Rapid River, right? And then also Sac Bay.
That's correct.
Now, Sac Bay is not developed, as far as I remember, or is there a picnic table there?
Yeah, Sac Bay, 80 acres, all on the shoreline, just a gorgeous piece of real estate.
You get to go out there and look at it a few times? Or?
Well, we got to mow it every week.
Oh, do you? Okay.
We did build a very nice vault toilet out there with a woman's Anum inside. It's got skylights, so it's got a lot of light in it. But they are day-use areas. There are picnic tables. There are grills, just like Rapid River Falls, the same. And we have elected not to put in the ORV campground at this time on the other side of Rapid River Falls.
Well, that was going to be my next question, is what happened to that, and why did you decide not to go forward with it? Because you got state funds to be able to do so.
We did have the funding. It's like all the departments in the county, very shorthanded, and it's like that everywhere today. The more that we kind of thought about it, we could kind of see that the district slowly was going to want to get out of the management of the park. It's a huge undertaking anytime you ever do a project like that. And again, you would almost have to try to have a host camper out there so that they can keep an eye on things. Do I think it would have been great for the public? Absolutely. But along with anything, it costs more money to manage it also.
So money was the main reason for not going forward with it?
I personally think that with the district, I could kind of see them wanting to at some point not manage it anymore, just to not want to really pursue a project of that magnitude.
So the main reason was you felt that the Conservation District was no longer going to manage the parks, and that's why you wanted to get away from that project?
I believe so.
Okay. You said... some other ideas that you didn't want to talk about. So, but kind of give us an idea why you're excited about the directions of these parks.
The reason I'm excited is I've got 25 years of park management, and I'll tell you what makes the park are the people. The people that camp with us are phenomenal. What we've turned Delta County Parks into are family campgrounds. My very first year here, there was no kids at Pioneer Trail Park. And so I started to decipher the deficiencies and what was needed. Playground was definitely a major thing that had to go in there.
Well, so, there was one, but it was lacking horrendously.
It was dinosaur. It was very relic. But, you know, with doing some of these improvements, I seen more kids my second year there, Memorial Day weekend, than I did the whole first year we spent there. And, of course, then we started the Spooktacular, which is always a big hit in the county.
For Halloween, yeah.
Tremendous undertaking. It's hard to get the financial funds sometimes to put on the program. We did have 250 kids again last year. Every kid got a prize. So I'm excited about the beautiful pieces of real estate that they're allowing me to manage. But I listen a lot to the people that pay the freight there, the campers. And we've pretty much got the facilities to the point where it's more modern camping today, but our shower buildings are both upgraded like brand new, and they are clean.
Bob, you've been listening to Steve here now talk about the park. So your impressions of the direction here?
I'm very excited about it also. Steve's got some great ideas. He's got some great skills. And I think that he's going to take the parks a long way. As he said, there's not a lot to do to get the parks up. There's always some little project that can be done. Excuse me. And him and I have been working together, you know, talking together because I'm the liaison to the parks. And I just see a lot of great things coming in our future for the parks.
Okay. What direction would you like to see them go? You heard us talk like about the, you know, four of them, and you heard him talk about this project.
Yep. And I don't want to get over my skis, but we, as Steve said, we have enormous potential here. to have four very nice parks, whether they stay what they are or whether they, you know, the other two parks get built up. But it's just everything's coming together. I'm really excited about the direction of the county right now. And Steve's one of the ones that's going to help us move this all ahead.
The one property we did not talk about is the county forest, and that has been a controversial piece of property here the last few years. How do you move forward with that, Bob?
Well, as far as moving forward with it, there's really not a lot to do on the county forest now. Keep the trails mowed so that people can walk and enjoy it. I don't see it needing a lot of development anytime soon. I would guess, other than keep, in my mind, there's one pond that could use a little bit of work, one drinking hole that could use a little bit of work. And like I said, to keep the trails mowed and that. But other than that, until some of the trees, stands of trees mature a little bit more so we can harvest them, it's just fine the way it is.
Does it come under your purview, Steve?
I'm not really sure where that's all going. I think that that's something for the county board to decide exactly what they want to do. Mm-hmm. I think that one of the improvements that could actually be done on the county forest, and it wouldn't cost a lot of money or maintenance, is a vault toilet out there also. So when the people are out there hunting or whatever, they would have a facility to use.
Okay. But otherwise, no thoughts on the direction of that piece of property or how to overcome some of the issues that have been talked about there?
Well, I think...
Such as access?
Yeah, in my perspective, to get that 1,400 acres is amazing. Basically took 120 acres and switched it for 1,400 acres that was in the park system to start with. So,
which was over at Fish Dam River. Yeah.
That's correct. And so probably in about 12, 15 years, I think the goal is to harvest about one-fourth of that property a year. That could bring anywhere from $100,000 to maybe $200,000 in. That's primarily developed to pretty much stay within the park system. So every 8 years you could do that. And even though the parks are fairly well self-supporting now, what you can do with that extra money, I think any entrepreneur would trade 120 acres for 1,400. So it's a beautiful piece of real estate, and people can have outdoor recreation there also.
Oh, I was just going to ask if the goal there then is more of that, agricultural, rather than recreational.
Well, I think a lot of people have the assumption it's just for hunting, and it really is not. People can use it for snowshoeing. They can use it for skiing, cross-country skiing.
But ungroomed, by the way.
Well, at this time they are. I mean, the future, who knows what can happen depending on clubs, groups. Whitetails and Wildlife Unlimited have been a major part for actually putting in a substantial amount of money, and that's really helped the hunting sector.
Because of the food plots, yeah.
That's correct. And a lot of time and effort is put in on their behalf.
Okay. Well, Steve, certainly good luck with the venture here, and I hope that you continue to keep us informed of what's going on, because there's things that we hadn't even talked about. I know you got the cabins there now in both Fuller and Pioneer, and what that might mean for the park. Of course, you know, fishing on both rivers, access, you know, to it and things like that.
Could I say one more thing?
Absolutely.
I'm just going to throw this in lightly. I'd like the public to really get behind your administrator, get behind your county board, pray for your county board, pray for the leadership in this county. They all have something to offer. The people put them in office. I respect every seat that they sit in. You, the people, have the power, and that power is when you go to that ballot box. You can remove anybody at that time. Anybody that wants to run for a public office, sign up by April. And when you sit in them seats, it is not always fun. But I still respect our democracy, our Constitution. And so I just want you to pray for this county. And Ashley, I believe, is doing a phenomenal job. And D. dealing with a lot of the department heads like Corey Schroeder, Brandon, even Jack Smith with the building and codes. And Bob now here is on as a liaison on the parks. He has spent an enormous amount of time last year and also this year. And I'm very happy to have him as a liaison because he's got a background in construction also.
Very good. When do the parks open?
The parks will be open on May 10. Reservations, I'm glad you brought that up. Online reservations will start the 19th at 8 o'clock Monday morning.
19th of February?
Of February, okay. Absolutely. But every year hereafter, they will be online by December 1st every year. The county can start making money sooner, and people need to put in that workplaces for their time off with their employers. I want a piece of their business.
Okay, very good. All right, what's it going to take? Because you used to have them line up at the Pioneer Trail Park building there. Now it's all online, is that correct?
It is online, but right now, we've got one more computer to put at the front desk. That's why my projected goal was February 5th. We had to push it back two weeks. I apologize for that. But with this transfer from the district to the county, it's taken a little bit of time.
Any changes in seasonal campers as far as regulations with them?
I've got the same amount. We're keeping everything the way it was last year.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another reason I want that advisory board on. To get the input from the public on really how they want to see it structured. What I want to let the public understand, this is not a private campground. This is a county facility. It's the public's. Everybody deserves a chance to be there.
Steve Worry is manager of the Delta County Parks, and Bob Peterson is a Delta County Commissioner. I appreciate your time with us here today. Bob, you're going to hang out with me for just a little bit longer in the next break? Very good.
I can.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for listening. A special thanks to our sponsor, SwedishPimple.com. Check out all of the fishing lures made right here in the Upper Peninsula at SwedishPimple.com. You can continue to follow us at HometownEscanaba.com. We connect with the people, activities, and newsmakers from Escanaba and Michigan's Upper Peninsula.